It's time for Thought for the Day on Radio Cracker.
Today's Thought for the Day is brought to you by Jeff Logan.
Last month in November, we had Remembrance Sunday, the day when people gather at war memorials and cenotaphs across the country to remember the men and the women who gave their lives in two world wars and other subsequent conflicts. Even though the First World War is over 100 years ago now, it's a somber and a moving day. It's good and right to remember these brave people who gave their lives to ensure that we can live in freedom and safety. Remembrance is a good thing. In the Bible, God told the children of Israel to hold feasts and ceremonies at certain times of the year to make sure that they remembered all that God had done for them. There was Passover, where they would remember their deliverance from the slavery in Egypt, and Yom Kippur, where the people confessed and repented of their sins as well as other days. And when the Israelites stopped marking these days and remembering what God had done for them in the past, it was always a sign that they had fallen away from God and that their hearts had drifted away. In this country, we have a tendency to remember the things that we should forget, and sometimes we forget the things that we do well to remember. It is good for us all to remember what God has done for us, remembering the blessings that God has given to us. We need to remember spiritually. Remember the blessings that God has given to us, our health, our family, our home, food on our table, and breath in our lungs. Remember, if you're a Christian, that you've been saved and that your future is in heaven. Remember that your life was like before you were saved, lost, lonely, a life of sin and afraid for the future. Remember all the privileges that we have as Christians. Our sins have been wiped away. Our debt has been paid. We have a home in heaven. You are a member of the family of God. He sees you as his child, and he is your heavenly Father. Remember, the Holy Spirit dwells inside you and helps you, allows you to understand God's word and guides you. Remember when you have prayed in the past, and the nearness and the closeness of God was so real. And remember those hard times in your life when you wouldn't have known what to have done and how you couldn't have gone on without him, how he walked with you, held you up. Remember who God is, that he is the creator of the universe, was present before time and governs the ages and time. And yet, this God is your heavenly Father, and he loves you, and he delights when you come to him. When we remember who God is and what he has done for us, we will love him more, worship him with all our hearts, and give him all the praise and the glory that he is worthy of. God calls us to remember him, and yet the Bible also tells us that there are times when the Lord chooses not to remember. Hebrews 8 verse 12 says this, "For I will be merciful to their iniquities, and I will remember their sins no more." If you come to Jesus, ask him to forgive you for your sins and ask him to be the Lord of your life. He has promised that he will no longer remember your sins. He will forget them and set them as far away as the east is from the west. Is God speaking to you today? If you want to know the Lord Jesus as your Saviour, come to him today and become a member of God's family.